God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 9, Day 1. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
Acts chapter 1, verses 3-9. After his suffering, Jesus presented himself to the apostles and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. Over a period of 40 days, Jesus gave many convincing proofs that he was alive and personally taught his disciples about the kingdom of God. It is hard to imagine a group of people more prepared to share Jesus with others. They had faith. They had knowledge, and yet Jesus told them to wait for the gift the Father promised, his Holy Spirit. This same Spirit is given to us to teach us all things and remind us of all that Jesus has said to us. God, thank you that you have not left us alone, but have given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Please prepare my heart to receive more of you. Holy Spirit, forgive me for the ways I have tried to live this Christian life in my own strength and without your help. Like the disciples, I wait for you. I don't want to go anywhere or do anything without you. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.